Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one all. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yes, you are watching Reformation of the Ummah. Once again, mashallah, azawajal. I am really honored to be with our honorable Ziyad Madani. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen tonight as well. And thumma alhamdulillah. We thank Allah azza wa jalla for another day, another episode, and another mawqa and chance for us to change, dear viewers. Let's commence with a beautiful and fragrant hadith of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after which you and I, we all would make firm intention to practice this hadith. As the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me in the world. Allahu Akbar. Which person does not want to attain proximity to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yes, we are most in need of it in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a company. Thus, our discussion for today is the power of company, dear viewers. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Have you seen the power in the company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You would learn about his blessed company and his powers through the kalam of Sayyidi Ala, Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So yes, let's break for this little kalam. Baha kya, judo karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi, mangne wala tera. Subhanallah, no was never heard from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, ulama have stated in the light of many narrations, if he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want to give some person something, it was due to some hikmat and wisdom which others had no knowledge about, dear viewers. Thus he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not say the word no in Arabic, la. Rather he would remain silent sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was some hikmah and wisdom within his silence. And the one who questioned the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would understand. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers, through his blessed company, others became so generous, subhanallah, that even whatever they had possessed in their lives, sacrificed everything, just as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught them via his company, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Seeing the beloved Rasul so generous, companions also became generous. Seeing the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so ecstatic, and subhanallah, the one who recites the Qur'an Pak day and night, sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan fell in love with the holy Qur'an Pak as well, dear viewers. So subhanallah, this kalam is a wonderful kalam that will rejuvenate our hearts and our spirits, subhanallah. And through this kalam we would learn the maqam of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the wonderful attributes and qualities of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Stay locked and tuned with Madani channel, and yes, we will continue with our discussion, which is the power of company. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 aqa.
Woh kaun hai jin ke dar par mangne wala nahi sunta? Woh kaun hai jin ki rahmat ka darya خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے؟ وہ کون ہے جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہے جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائے؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں جود و کرم والے، سخاوت والے، رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں۔
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا,
دار چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا, دار چلتے قطرہ تیرا, تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا, تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا,
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا,
فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا, فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا,
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا,
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا,
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحہ تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا,
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے, فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے, خسروا ارض عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے صدقے مجھے بہت ہے تیری تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
Welcome back, mashallah. And every couplet of this kalam, subhanallah, is amazing, dear viewers. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had penned such amazing kalams, which often are summaries of many ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, mashallah. And now that you have reached Madinatul Munawwara from a spiritual point of view, alhamdulillah, we now, inshallah, azza wa jalla, want to speak about the power of company itself, dear viewers. Yes, I'm not speaking about the company in which way we work, dear viewers. This company is referred to the cycle of friends that we have, the people that with whom we associate ourselves with, dear viewers, or whom to whom we open the doors of our humbleness and friendship, dear viewers, and allow for them to befriend us and for us to become friends of others. Power of company. Company can make you or break you. If there are others who are still involved in testing and involved in the theory of whether it's bad or good, many others have become rotten and bad because of indulged in still investigating whether it will work or not. Yes, dear viewers, many people have been ruined. Their iman has been ruined. Their lives have been ruined. Because why? They were still under this assumption that no, it has no effect. Others are still busy researching whether it has an effect or not. The wheel has been invented, dear viewers. Examples have been given in the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about company itself. So yes, Mawlana Sahib, company is something which we all look forward to.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent us to this world, Mawlana Sahib, where people don't like loneliness in a hurry.
Right.
And each and every person wants company.
Yes.
Each and every person looks for company. But the funny part is that when we search for companies at that moment, we don't care about the power this company can have.
Very true.
At that time, the only thing the heart wants is friendship, wants a companion, wants a partner. Sometimes the partner can become a life partner.
Right.
Sometimes, yani referring to a wife. Sometimes that partner can become a business partner. So we look for people that we can associate with, but at times we do not keep the rules and regulations, the pros and cons before our sight.
Yes.
And very blindly people get attracted to many things in a person. It can be the akhlaq, it can be the voice, it can be the looks, it can be the money, it can be the power, it can be many reasons for why people like to become friends, Mawlana Sahib. What is Mawlana Sahib's opinion on power itself and company itself, Mawlana Sahib?
Company most definitely has power. It has ability, it has strength. Company can make changes. And yes, company of people most definitely, their qualities do rub off onto other people. There was once a story in which a youngster was spending some time with some friends, and his father advised him that, oh my child, you shouldn't spend time with them because their bad habits will rub off onto you. This youngster said, father, their bad habits rub off to me. I am my own person, they are their own people. So how are their bad habits going to rub off onto me? So the father advised him, okay, do me a favor. Just bring me some plums or some fruit from the marketplace, but one of them bring me an overripe one, a rotten one. So the youngster thought, okay, fine. So he brought some, but he brought one rotten fruit as well. The father placed it in one box altogether. He said, put the rotten one there as well. So the youngster put the rotten one, father left it. After a few days, the father called the youngster back. Now please bring me back those fruits. When he brought back the fruits, right, open it. As he opened it, he saw that the fruits that were in contact with the rotten fruit also became rotten.
Allah.
And the father then asked the son, what is it that you see? He says, oh father, all the ones around the rotten fruit, they also became rotten. So the father advised him that, oh my son, now do you see it? Now do you see that the company of the rotten fruit had caused the fruits around it to also rot?
Allah.
And so the father had taught the son a very valuable lesson that your company will take effect on you. It will change you in some way or the other. I think many that have been to schools and madrasas or people that have went to work would know there are certain fruits as well that if you keep it within your bag or within your lunch, the entire lunch becomes smelling of that. Like banana is a beautiful example, right? It is so strong, subhanAllah, that you can place it with whatever other food and close that bag. And after a while, when you open the bag, you smell nothing but banana. Because the company of that banana has taken effect on other
people. Yeah, but like what a wonderful
These
example.
Are examples that we see within the general world that we can use to understand our own lives. That when a person is in company, be it good or bad. See, banana, you can't say it's very good, you can't say it's very bad. There are pros and cons to everything. SubhanAllah, many of us enjoy the benefits of it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But positivity does spread and negativity also spread. The rotten fruit can make others rotten, and that which smells good can also make other things smell good. And so company will take effect. It does have power. We must embrace that company has the power to change. Company has the power to change people. When we embrace that, then inshallah azza wa jal, we can be guided towards the correct company. But first, this concept must be understood that company is a powerful tool.
MashaAllah. As-suhbatu mu'athiratun.
Absolutely.
Suhba and company has its effects, Mawlana
Sahib. Most definitely.
But unfortunately, Mawlana Sahib, Mawlana Sahib gave a very beautiful example about the plum and what a wonderful tariqah and the style the father had to explain to his son. And these examples never go old, Mawlana Sahib.
Yes.
They would never go old because it makes so much of sense.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, we don't like putting these type of sense into our children. We wait for that point to see, he joined a bad company, now stop him. Now, why would you stop him now when he had the company for over 2-3 years?
Absolutely.
Over a month or two. The moment he brought a friend home from school and said, Daddy, Mommy, this is my new friend. Instead of approving that with your gestures and your smiles, you should have scrutinized the matter to ask your son.
I would say actually before that,
yes,
we should advise our children regarding company before they adopt company. We sometimes look towards it in such a way that we think that, okay, we'll see who they adopt as companions and then we'll advise them whether to keep the companion or leave the companion.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't get to know about the companion until 1 or 2 years has passed. By then, they have grown such a strong bond with the companion that they're not prepared to leave the companion. So from the word go, we need to advise our children, oh my child, company is important. Company changes you. Company takes effect upon you. And so always choose good companions so that we don't have to hold our heads later and say, 1 year of the company of this person and now I see the effects and now I want to change his company. By then, sometimes the child is so drowned into that company that the child decides that, no, mother or father, I don't want to change the company.
Allahu Akbar.
And that's where trouble starts.
Allahu Akbar. That's so true, Mawlana Sahib. I had seen situations where the person is bad.
Right.
And I have seen parents advising him, the bad person, sit in the company of that person. And coincidentally, I have heard the parents of that same good person saying, do not ever attain the company of that bad boy. It's happening from both sides, Mawlana Sahib.
Yes.
But the thing is that the parents here are sending the child who has become bad into good company with good intention, that they know very well that that one boy will make you better. Go sit in his company. Go and learn from him. Do your homework with him. On the other hand, these parents are saying to this boy, I don't ever want to see you with that boy again.
Right.
The pressure is there and there's dosti involved in
between.
You see,
when we face situations like this,
yes,
then it's important to understand that for someone who is already such that he or
right.
she can be considered good company,
right,
for them to sit in the company of someone who can be a bad companion, that can be dangerous if they are not strong enough such that they cannot change. If they can change, then they should not be the one who is changing the next person because they may get changed towards negativity. Rather, if they are strong enough that they will not change, then they can become the helping hand. Now, in this, I want to draw attention to a beautiful example of such an environment or such a company that is good, that will not change even if a bad companion is attached to it.
Yeah.
Rather, it will change the companion. The environment of Dawat-e-Islam.
Yeah,
the environment of Dawat-e-Islam, the Madani Mahal of Dawat-e-Islam is so strong, it's so deeply rooted into the teachings of Islam and the Sunnah of Rasulullah that this Mahal, this environment won't change. Even if you attach a person who can be a bad companion to the environment, rather the environment will change that person. But if you have one lone person who is good, but he's weak alone, and then you attach a bad companion, it's possible that the bad companion's effects may rub off onto the good person. And so, alhamdulillah, we can say with confidence that this beautiful Madani mahol, Madani environment is such that if we bring along a few people who have bad habits and bad ways, because the environment is so strong, it's such an environment that is not changed by external forces, rather it changes others.
Kya baat hai. And this has been witnessed in the bayanat of Amir al-Sunnat.
Yes.
In the ijtima'at of Nigrani Shura. Alhamdulillah, we have seen people removing chains from their hands. The bayan is going on, and from under the desk, under the chair, the person is removing it without anyone having, you know, wanting to see him in person and explain to him in person. He heard a bayan in public, and in public, the person would remove it. And he is making tawbah in public as well by removing it in public.
Alhamdulillah.
We have seen people make intentions in public to keep the biyad.
Alhamdulillah.
This is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is through their bayans and their efforts, Munana Sahib. So we strongly believe that this mahol, alhamdulillah, has made gamblers, robbers, cheaters, deceivers into better people, Munana Sahib.
Alhamdulillah.
Many people have repented and have become so good, mashallah, that they are great muballigh themselves.
Wow.
In today's day and age, they are preaching to others and changing the lives of others, Mulana Sahib. This is that mahol. One Madani Qafila, one travel in Madani Qafila, this person's mind was such that he was determined that nothing can ever happen for me now. I'm at a stage where nothing can change for me. And there was no need for this druggie, for example, to go to a rehab. There was no need for him to sit in the company of people that will counsel him to stop him from those drugs that he was taking. But Allahu Akbar, one muballigh would approach this person and say, travel in Madini Qafila.
Subhanallah.
This person, for the sake of Allah, would travel. And just in 3 days, he doesn't touch drugs for the next 10 years again. How this change happens, Munana Sahib, is through the barakah and the blessings of those devotees of Rasul Akram
sallallahu alayhi wa
who would change the heart and the mind of the person in one shot. And this tawfiq comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this mahol, Munana Sahib, in Madini Qafila's duas answered. People who don't have jobs are given jobs. So somebody was on the wrong side, why can't he come on the right side? Alhamdulillah.
Absolutely.
If he has taken the first qadam towards the house of Allah, Madani Qafila is to make i'tikaf in the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla. A person who makes niyyah to become the guest of Allah Azza wa Jalla for 3 days with the niyyah of i'tikaf, how can this guest return empty-handed 3 days later?
Absolutely.
He is returned with tawbah from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, providing that he came with sincerity and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla he had done so. They are planning to spend 1 week and 3 days and mashallah 1 month and 12 months in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah.
And from one masjid to the next masjid, changing the conditions of people. Because why? This is the power of company, subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, if you want to know what is the number and the figure of having a company, Allahu Akbar. What is called a company? 1, 2, or 3, Mulana Sahib? Above 2 is known as a company, above 3 is known as a company. They say it takes 2 people to change a person. So anything above 2 can be called a company, subhanallah. These are enough, your cycle of friends, dear viewers, with whom we associate, with whom we speak and we talk and we communicate. This beautiful saying of Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says he met with Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi.
Wow, subhanallah.
And he says, I saw that a dog was with him. So he said, Hazrat, oh Abu Yahya, this was his patronymic name, Abu Yahya. Oh Abu Yahya, this thing is with you? Referring to the dog. So when Malik bin Dinar turned to see what is it, then he noticed there was a dog following him.
Subhanallah.
So he said to this personality, Ja'far bin Sulaiman, rahmatullah alayhi, that Hazrat, you are astounded about this dog following me? Well, the company of this dog is better than evil companion.
Absolutely.
Subhanallah. What an answer, Munana Sahib.
Subhanallah.
By a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That yes, I rather choose to be in the company of this makhluk.
Yes.
And this creature, than rather being in the company of somebody who has sound intellect, but uses his sound intellect for others to become corrupted as well. Allahu Akbar. Because Munana Sahib, this is the only thing that differentiates between humans and animals.
Yes.
That animals can't become humans because of aqli salim that they don't have. Allah Kareem has given sound intellect and sound mind to humans.
Yes.
But those traits that are animalistic at times becomes human nature. Yani greed is something which belongs to dogs. But this quality enters into humans. It comes from bad company at times as well, Mulana Sahib.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then we want to compare, how does this ever happen, Mulana Sahib? Just for one focus, everyone looks for a company, even the dog of Ashabi Kahf searched for a company. Maybe Mulana Sahib should shed some light on this aspect as well. How this happened? How did the kismat of a dog, Mulana Sahib, change? And the Quran describes, the Quran speaks about how this dog is, it has its four legs stretched out at the threshold of this cave, Mulana Sahib. The Quran Pak describes the position and the posture of this dog. And this is a Jannati dog. Allahu yes. Akbar. Why, Mulana Sahib?
What a great good fortune this dog had attained just by the company of pious personalities. Mm. Actually, there were some pious personalities, muwahidun, people who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And they were trying to move away from the territory of a treacherous king who was forcing people towards kufr. And they did not want to engage in kufr. Rather, they wanted to engage in wahdaniyya, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And so, they moved away. And as they moved away, a dog had noticed them passing. And it too had decided to join their company, just to be with them. And so, the dog followed them. And when the dog followed them and came to the cave at which they rested, the dog stayed at the entrance, at the threshold of the cave. Mm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them fall asleep for many, many years. And subhanallah, the further details can be read about in the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, the surah of the cave, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them sleeping in that cave. But that dog, by being in their company, had been so blessed that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions it and its posture as well in the Holy Quran. And that dog too, as Mulana Sahib mentioned, will be changed, transformed into the form of a human and
Allah
will enter Jannah.
Allah,
so it's
Allah.
Among those few animals that will also be blessed to enter Jannah as well. And this is the direct effect of being in the company of those who are beloved to Allah. That subhanallah, something from a different reality, a different species has been given such a high maqam because it was in the company of those who are beloved to Allah. And so the company of those people who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it changes a person. It actually makes the world look towards a person in that way as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person is upon the deen, the religion of his friend, of his companion. And thus, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised, and so each of you should be careful regarding whom he befriends. Because you are considered upon the deen of that person. You are considered to be similar to that person. The
so
one
true.
Who is with people who are
so
fearing
true.
Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will look towards that person and consider he also fears Allah. And one who is with gamblers, one who is with alcoholics, people will look towards that person and say, he's also a gambler, he's also an alcoholic. Thus, when dog was in the company of Ashab-e Kahf, he also got included as if he's part of Ashab-e Kahf. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So once you join a certain company, you are called that too. And therefore it's very important. We have youngsters sometimes that say, no, but I'm just sitting with them, they are drinkers, they drink alcohol, but I don't drink alcohol. Akhi, after a little while, what is going to happen? Honorable viewers of Madani channel, what's going to happen when you look towards that person as
Allahu
well?
Akbar.
You're going to say alcoholic, but he's not holding the bottle. Yet he's sitting with people who are drinking. And so, people are considered that they are what their companions are. Therefore, we need to be careful. Not only bad, there's good too. You might just be learning of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You come into the environment of Dawat Islami, people say, Ashiqa Rasul. Subhanallah, we're already called lover of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're only learning the love of Huzur Ekrem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you are around that fragrant mahal, that fragrant environment, you are considered to be part of that fragrant environment.
Kya baat hai, Mulana Sahib. Wonderful, really, really wonderful. So these are really inspiring words, Mulana Sahib, that inspires us. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I think in general, we should remember one thing, dear viewers. There will always be a reason why you meet people in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's always a reason why you meet people in life. Either you need a change in your life or you're the one that will change theirs, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Kya baat hai? So if you think you need Dawat Islami, then it's here to change our lives, because this is the missionary statement. This is the slogan and this is the maqsad. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world,
inshallah
azza wa jalla. With the statement being true, dear viewers, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, your da'wat islami is right before you, alhamdulillah. So before death overtakes us, dear viewers, let's move towards repentance, and let's look, if you have decided to change your home, your vehicle, your working environment, you decided to change many things in life, in the new year you have new ambitions, you have new goals and new targets, then why do we still stick with those old people that have made us miss our salahs? Why do we still want to be with people who have taught us only to laugh and never to cry? Why do you want to be with people who have only taught us to backbite and never to block our ears and become deaf upon situations like these? Why don't we have the company of people who show us to talk less? Why do we adopt the company of those who only know how to laugh? Why do we adopt the company of those who are dragging us towards the hellfire? And why don't we want the company of those who will make us walk towards Jannah, inshallah?
Subhanallah.
Think and ask yourself this question. It's upon you, dear viewers. So yes, whenever you meet a pious person in your life, there's a reason why you have met him. Now befriend him. Become the friends of true scholars and the ulama of this deen, and you shall see the difference in your life. We have a beautiful, beautiful video clip. We will be back just in a moment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود, the great companion of the noble messenger صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم, states, indeed you are living through days and nights that are reducing your lifespan, with your deeds being recorded, and death comes suddenly. Allahu Akbar. Here within this narration of the great companion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu, he reminds us of the fleeting nature of life and the certainty of death. Death is inevitable. Every day that passes brings us closer to our akhirah. And knowing this should inspire us to increase our good deeds and remain conscious of our accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to refrain from sins. And we should take a moment of each and every single one of our day to reflect and ask ourselves that, what have I done today? Have I used my time wisely today, or have I wasted my time? Make use and make the most of your time. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We want to prepare for our hereafter, prepare for a better situation in the qabr and in this world. Then we should remember death frequently. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, this thought alone will help you and in making you leave the bad habits, dear viewers. It's only the thought of death itself. You think of death, you will leave the bad habit. And if you forgot death, then longevity will come in the heart, long hopes will come in the heart, and a person will continue living as if he is never to die. We as humans know about death, but why do we eat as if we know nothing about death? It's all about the thought, dear viewers. It's all about the company. It's the power with whom you choose to be, inshallah. Let's choose to be with the correct people. And this is where we want to get at, Mawlana Sahib, that our pious predecessors have experience, and such experience, Mawlana Sahib, due to being involved in the excessive worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, due to them being Sahib-e-Kashf, even seeing the sins of people, paradas are lifted from their eyes, and they're able to see the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They're able to see Lohe Mahfuz, and Allah Kareem discloses secrets to them, subhanallah. So why not take life learnt examples from people of such caliber and experiences, Mawlana Sahib?
Absolutely.
Can Mawlana Sahib give us some guidelines from our pious predecessors? Have they given us any guidelines with regards to whom should we follow, whom we should not follow?
Absolutely. There are many of our pious predecessors that have spoken about who we should be with and who we shouldn't be with. Because they've told us, from them learning from Rasulullah ﷺ, that company is going to take effect on you. And so they've advised against the company of certain individuals. Sayyidina Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Ali bin Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala an, this great personality, he advised his son. His son is great Imam Baqir radiyallahu ta'ala an. And so he advised him that, O my son, do not keep the company of five types of people. five types of people. He had advised his son not to keep their company. Now, we should just pay attention to this as well. Firstly, making sure that we are not from amongst those five types of people. And secondly, ensuring that we don't adopt the company of those five types of people. So, who are they? The first person that Sayyidina Zain al-Abidin radiallahu ta'ala advised, don't be in his company, is the company of a fasiq, the company of a transgressor, one who sins a lot. And why shouldn't you adopt that person's company? Now, sins itself, there are various sins. One who sins a lot and sins openly, it could be by listening to music, it could be by alcohol, it could be by gambling. All those things that we consider bad company, many a times it falls within this. But don't be in such a person's company. Why? Because he, rahmatullah alayhi, said that such a person, a transgressor, he will sell you for a morsel or less than a morsel.
Allah.
Because he has greed in his heart. The one who is a transgressor, he is fasiq, he has greed in his heart. And in that greed, he'll sell you even for a morsel, for a small amount of wealth. And that too, when he chases that wealth, he won't get that as well. But you will be sold for that. The transgressor, you should not be in his company. And the next person who you shouldn't be in his company is the company of a stingy person.
Allah.
So don't adopt stingy company. If you want a friend, don't take a stingy person as a friend. Why? Because the stingy person will stop wealth from reaching you when you need it most.
Allah.
Because he's stingy, he wants to hoard, he wants to hold. So when you need it, if he has the ability, he'll put a block in there. Second type of person. The third type of person, don't be in the company of a liar. Because a liar will make something that is very far look like it's right here. And something that's right close to you, he'll make it seem very far-fetched. Not possible. Once it's so close, it's achievable. So avoid the company of the liar as well. And then avoid the company of a fool. A foolish person. Someone who is, you know, his aql is weak, he's foolish. Why? Because he will try to benefit you, and in trying to benefit you, he will harm you. He thinks this will help you, but he will bring harm upon you. So also a fool, a stupid person, a foolish person, avoid such a person's company. And the fifth person, very importantly, he rahmatullah alayhi said that don't be in the company of one who cuts family ties.
Allah.
One who cuts ties with his family, such a person is mentioned as cursed over and over again. And if you are in the company of a cursed person, then how do you expect the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, Munayyan sahab, sometimes we have the situation that people tend to ask that, why is it that you visit pious personalities, whether they are alive or after they pass away? Why do you visit them? This is the reason. Because we just want their company. Company is
that's
such
it, yeah.
Yes, their company is such that in their presence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is descending upon them, upon those around them. We just want to be there when the rahmah is descending. And the person who is cursed, like the person who cuts family ties, you don't want to be in his presence. Because when such a person is cursed, when Allah's adab descends upon him, we don't want to have a shame.
Allah.
And so, adopt company that will help us, not such company that will result in our destruction.
Destruction. 112% agreed. In fact, can Mawlana Sahib re-list those five people again, starting with the transgressor?
The transgressor, avoid his company.
Yes.
The next person, a stingy person.
Yes.
The next person, a liar.
Allah.
The next person, a fool, a foolish person. The next person, one who cuts family ties.
Allah.
These five types of people, transgressor, stingy person, liar, foolish person, and one who cuts family ties, don't be one of them and don't accompany such a person.
Allah Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, from the friends that we associate with on a daily basis, weekly or monthly or yearly basis, any people that mean to us, people that have a meaning in our lives, for whom we can drop anything at any time, do they have these qualities that Mawlana Sahib had discussed right now? Do they have those traits in them? He has a lot of money, but did you assess whether he's stingy or not? He comes from a very noble family, but is he a transgressor or not?
Allahu Akbar.
All these reminders are there, Mawlana Sahib, but we don't adhere to them. And the moment we find one person who shook our hands, made salam to us, he told us where he is belonging to, which country, we met in a foreign country, for example, we become friends instantly, hearts connect, they say, you know what, I was just attracted to you, mashallah, and I came with salam to you, and now we became friends, and now they're traveling together, talking business talks together, from where to where it leads. Many people who met strangers on foreign trips and made friendship with them on the basis of salam and kalam and this like that, any face value. Many of them have got robbed, Maulana Sahib.
Yes.
Many con artists are actually just roving around, traveling around to find customers whom they can rob, Maulana Sahib. So, what the Quran says, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the truthful ones. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The blessed Sufi Ani Kiram, Rahimahumullah, have said, dear viewers, the human nature has the quality of absorbing things. Yes, we absorb things. Mm-hmm. So one will attain greed from the company of greedy people.
Absolutely.
And one will attain piety, abstinence, righteousness from the company of pious people. Why not? Allahu Akbar. Put a person who doesn't read namaz with the one who reads namaz. And you must see, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, how he becomes a namazi. Subhanallah. So we need to find people that can change our lives, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We have come right to the end of the program, Maulana Sahib, just about to close this program, inshallah, in the next few moments. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What advice would Maulana Sahib give to the youth out there who are stuck in the midst of bad company? Bad company is addiction.
Yes.
What attracts the youth towards bad company? Parents fail to understand. People would say, but Tabriz bhai, food is here, parents are here, money is here, car is here, what not? We're offering our child not to leave the door and go next door or go to the next person's home where the bad company is. Nothing motivates him. Nor does money come his way, nor does cars come his way, nor does our love come his way. It's that one bulawa. Please come. And the man leaves everything. This youngster leaves everything. He will drop anything he's doing to attain that company. Probably they would play some games. Probably they would sit and pass time. But this company becomes so effective. When the child comes back home, he speaks to his mother and father like you can't even believe. So he sees how his friends, how his friend speaks to his parents or their parents, however it may be. So they learn things and they come and implement. So it's school, it's all this environment, Maulana Sahib, that corrupts the mind. Now this is on the level of the youth. Then you can go on the level of the seniors and adults. Yes. I'm not saying people when they're 50s and 60s and 70s don't have bad company. Bad company is effective in every age, Maulana Sahib.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what advice would Maulana Sahib give the youth out there?
I would say that youth are often attracted to certain company.
Yes.
Sometimes parents have the mindset that I'm giving my child food, I'm giving my child a shelter, I'm giving my child whatever it is that they want and whatever it is that I can manage, and thus they should leave that certain bad company. But there's a need for company. Human beings are social beings.
Yes.
Money is not going to replace company. Food is not going to replace company. We are social beings. We like to be amongst people. Yes, we have certain people that are more introverts and they want to spend time alone. The majority of people do want company. They do thrive of company. And so it's important in that case to replace the bad companion with good companions.
Yeah, but
replace bad companions with good companions, because when you remove a bad companion, you have also removed a companion. Although yes, the quality is bad, but the person is a companion. The person is someone who that person would spend time with. That gap needs to be filled with something else. Either with some activity, but generally with some person or some people. Someone may be in a relationship that is not good, that is not halal, and you want the person to stop that company. So move the person to a halal relationship. Move the person towards a place that would bring them closer to Allah. This is the company of people who are taking you away from the pleasure of Allah. Find people who will take you towards the pleasure of Allah. Adopt a company. Because if you just leave bad company, you have made a hole. A companion is dropped. You need a companion to replace that. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, when you fill that, then you find that the person is more at ease. If you just think that I'll give some extra money, I'll give food, I'm giving everything. We notice people want company their age as well. You find youngsters, they want youngsters as company. Elderly people want elderly people as company. You don't find that a 60-year-old person wants to spend time with a 20-year-old person. They want to spend time with their age. And vice versa. You have a 30-year-old, they're attracted to people around about their age group. 100%. So have people around that age group that are good companions, join them instead. When you join them instead, you'll fill that gap of needing a companion. And from time to time, I keep emphasizing this, within the beautiful organization and movement of Dawat-e-Islami, my whole environment of Dawat-e-Islami, you will find people of every age group. that are ushaq, that are lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attach yourself to this company and you will find, whether you are 20, 30, 40, 60, 80, but you will find people even in your age group to fill that gap, to ensure that you do have companions, but companions that will take you towards salah, towards roza, towards zakah, towards hajj. Inshallah azza wa jal, that gap will be filled and you'll be moving in a positive direction.
Subhanallah, mashallah. So can we open the doors of our company of Da'wat Islami to our viewers tonight? Alhamdulillah.
Marhaba.
It's always open to your viewers. Alhamdulillah. Marhaba, marhaba. Come into this fragrant mahul and environment of Da'wat Islami. It's a life changer. So if you are looking to find a group of people who challenge and inspire you, then spend a lot of time with them and it will change your life forever. Inshallah. It will change your life forever. May Allah Kareem pardon our sins. Amen. Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have come to the end of the program and Alhamdulillah. I thank our honorable Ziyad Madani Hafidhullah once again, mashallah, for choosing to be with us, mashallah. And this is the company that I cannot leave, Mulana Sahib, mashallah. I want this company to always be growing, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and for us to learn from the blessed seer of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from these examples. Shukran dear viewers for watching, sharing, and subhanallah for being patient with us until the end of tonight's program. Continue reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep forgiving people and keep sharing love and mahabba.
Alhamdulillah.
Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Ummah. Reformation of Ummah. Ummah. Reformation of